Really? It's going to be a nice weekend. I haven't a worry in the world. I can stay in the sun and stretch my soul.
Stretch your soul?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my muscles, too. I'm going to get out my spade and hoe.
And I'm going to get out the liniment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of the new Rinso are proud to present The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore with his guest, Charlie Ruggles. The flowers that bloom in the spring and summer have nothing on those pretty washable prints you ladies wear. But, of course, the big idea is to keep those prints fresh and immaculate. That's their great charm. Well, that part of it is a snap with the new Soapy Rich Rinso. You see, Rinso's lively suds get out more dirt, yet they're kind to washable colors. And, of course, when it comes to summer whites, well, you just can't beat. Right, Rinso White. Yes, new Rinso is the best Rinso ever made. And besides, new Rinso goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther.
And now, to the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore and his guest, Charlie Ruggles.
Who was that on the phone this morning? It was ringing before dawn.
Oh, some members of the lodge called. They wanted to know who you were favoring as the next secretary.
What does it matter who I favor? Secretary is elected by popular vote.
Well, I figure you've been secretary for so long that you ought to have some opinion on who's going to succeed you.
Well, I haven't. I'm not getting mixed up in it.
Mr. Robertson's running, and Mr. Webster across the street.
Well, I don't want him to do, so I don't care who's running. I'm going out to my radishes.
Mr. Brown was going to call up again. I'll call you, and you can tell him how you feel.
You do, and I'll plant you with the radishes. I'm going to commune with nature and with her alone.
Well, good morning, Mayor. Doing a little gardening, I see.
Yes. Hello, Robertson.
There's a little matter I'd like to speak to you about, Mayor.
Yeah, Monday, Robertson, please. I'm busy with my radishes.
Yeah. Well, you and I know, Mayor, that a few words dropped in the right quarters are always helpful in the matter of elections.
Hey, are you walking on my tomatoes?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, elections for Mayor will be coming up one of these days, and you may want my support, Mayor. So if you could see your way clear through lending me your support in this matter of Secretary of the Lodge, the Society...
Look, Mr. Robinson, please. I'm very busy. Will you go home and then come back some Monday?
Well, Mr. Mayor...
Can't I have one Saturday? Just one Saturday without people covering it up with problems?
Well, really, Mr. Mayor, you don't have to shout.
It's my garden and I'll shout if I want to.
Mayor, telephone.
Well, don't you hear, Marilla, Mayor?
I do not, and I'm not going to.
Baby, you're chopping up your radishes.
Oh, Mayor!
He isn't going to answer, Marilla. I'm going home, Mr. Mayor.
Good. Goodbye. Oh, dear. I think it must be quieter on the battlefront.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Mr. Webster.
May I have a word with you, sir?
Please don't walk on my tomatoes, Mr. Webster.
Oh, sorry. Mayor, I would like you to help me get the officer secretary in the lodge.
Mr. Webster, the answer is no.
But, Mr. Mayor, why, I've lived across the street from you for 17 years. Surely you consider me a man of honor.
What kind of fertilizer do you use, Mr. Webster?
Now, what does that have to do with my honor?
Oh, trying to curry the mayor's favor, Mr. Webster. Hmm?
You can play it the same game, Robertson. I saw you out here.
Well, are you implying?
Mayor,
I'm in China. Will you two gentlemen please take this discussion elsewhere? I'm spending a quiet Saturday. Go on now, please. Get out.
Step into my yard, Mr. Webster.
With pleasure, Mr. Robertson.
No one's going to believe you're in China.
I don't care. I just don't care.
Mayor. Oh,
Mayor, thank goodness you're here.
Oh, hello, Miss Hunt. Well, watch out for my demands.
Oh,
hello,
Miss Hunt. My goodness, you're all out of breath. What's the matter?
I've been running. Oh, I'm really in an awful mess, Mayor. You see, you sent Miss McCafferty down to Baltimore for those records, and I...
Well, slow down there. What about Tony?
You see, her Uncle Archibald raised a Siamese cat. They're very beautiful cats for Blue Ribbon. But my dog doesn't like cats, and it would be terrible if anything happened to them. So would you?
Would I what?
No, definitely no. I'm the one that will have to do the work.
Say, do you two know what you're talking about?
Of course.
Well, where did I fall off the train? Let's go back to the station and start out again.
Well, Tony's Uncle Archibald raises prized cats.
Yeah, I got that. Shoot ahead.
He was bringing a couple of them back to a cat show in New York. And this morning, Tony got a wire saying he'd missed the train, but the cats were on it. And would she please take them off and take care of them till he can get here tomorrow?
Uh-huh. Well, did she?
No, because you sent her to Baltimore and she had to hurry for her train. I said I'd tend to them, but I can't take them home because I have a dog and a date with a Marine and, well, I just don't know what to do.
Well, whatever you do, don't cry. Run along to your Marine. I'll tend to it. Well, what time do they get in?
On the noon train. They're very valuable cats.
Well, I hope they have nice manners. You know what I mean. Goodbye, Miss Hunt. I'll tend to the cats. Or Marilla will. Really? Here they are.
Where are the cats? Where are they?
Look around you.
Oh, merciful powers. The room's crawling with cats. I thought there were only two.
Well, that seems to have been a mistake. Actually, there are five.
Five cats? Oh, well, that will certainly fix our meat stamps for the week. I only have 16 points for you and Jerry and me.
Oh, forget the points.
Oh, forget them. If that isn't a man for you.
Wait. Wait a minute. There's one missing.
Well, there she is, way up on top of the door.
Oh, yeah. She jumped up there the minute I opened the box. And she's been swinging back and forth ever since.
Oh, I tell you, that cat ain't human. Look at that one over by the door. That is the spitting image of Abigail Peters.
Oh, don't be chatting, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. It must be the atmosphere. Well, I suppose we'll have to turn this room over to them.
My study.
Well, they have to stay someplace.
I don't know why all these things have happened to me. I've never been known to harm a living soul. Why should I suddenly have to turn over my house to a bunch of cats? Oh, what a town. What a life.
I think they're all in the house, Jerry. My. Where did you get that big black dog?
He's mine.
Oh. Does the mayor know about him?
Well, no. Matter of fact, he doesn't.
Oh. Well, the mayor isn't in a very good humor, Jerry.
Oh, no? Hey, look, would you hold him for me while I go in and kind of break the news gently?
Why, certainly. Well, hello, boy.
His name is Aristotle.
His name is Aristotle?
That's right.
It may be mud, you know.
I'll be right back. Oh, Mayor! Mayor!
In the study, Jerry.
Okay. Holy cats!
Cats! Shut the door before they get out.
Where'd you get them all?
Never mind that now. I'm glad you're home. You can watch them.
Well, the fact is, I... Mayor, do you remember all the times you said every boy should have a dog?
This is not the weekend to bring up that discussion again.
But we'll talk about the dog some other time, Jerry.
But you see, he's here, sir.
Huh?
Who's here?
Aristotle. He's in the yard. Come on, look.
Jerry, you haven't brought home a dog. Not this weekend.
Well, if you just come out in the yard and take a look.
All right. Come on, Marilla.
There he is. There's Aristotle.
Great jumping jitterfish.
Where'd Mr. Robertson go?
Tip, where did you get this animal, son?
Oh, he just kind of joined me on Maple Street.
Well, tell him to run along home.
He hasn't got a home.
How do you know?
I just know. Look at how thin he is. Oh, Mayor. He doesn't ask for anything except a kind word and a friendly hand in exchange for his protection and affection.
He smells.
I'll give him a bath.
Jerry, we can't keep him, son. We just can't keep him. We have 5 cats to take care of for the weekend.
Oh, please let him stay. I'll feed him and take care of him. He won't be a bit of bother.
Can you resist a plea like that, Merle?
I most certainly can.
A boy needs a dog. Let's extend the kind word and friendly hand, Marie.
Oh, so why don't we just take in everything that comes along? Oh, feathers. Well, I've got to go shopping for the kennel ration. Don't expect any meat this week, that's all. I have 16 cents, and when they're gone, they're gone.
Hello, neighbor. My. Oh, my, he's a fine dog. Just be careful, Aristotle. Just watch your temper. You know, I can bite too, you know. Mayor, did I see you in the company of several cats a few minutes ago?
Well, you might have. You could have. They come to visit for the weekend.
Oh, is that so? Yes. You know, I had an aunt that came to visit once and stayed 20 years. But, of course, cats don't live that long, I guess. Odd sort of company to have, though.
Oh, mind your own business. I have enough troubles trying to take care of those animals without listening to you. Come on, Merle, let's go here.
He's a nice dog, don't you think, Mr. Robertson?
Yes, yes, indeed. Nice dog. Cats. A dog. Well, all we need to make it a really lovely gathering is a pair of canaries. Wouldn't you say, Jerry?
Gee, I think my uncle would go right out of his mind.
Yes, yes. Yes, now all I have to do is to plant the seed.
I'll get it, Merle. Oh, hello, Mr. Webster. Come in.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Oh, well, look at all the cats.
Yeah, have a chair.
Oh,
hello, Mr. Webster.
Oh, good day, Marilly. Oh, Miss Marilly.
Huh?
I've brought you a little token of esteem for my wife and myself.
Oh, well, now, really, Mr. Webster, you shouldn't have done that.
Merle isn't a member of the lodge, Mr. Webster.
No, but it's always wise to win friends so you can influence people. Here you are with our compliments, a pair of canaries.
Oh, Mr. Webster, they're beautiful.
Sweet.
See here, Webster, what are you trying to do? Cause more trouble? Take those birds and get them out of here.
Why, Mr. Mayor, sir.
You seem to be going out of your way to annoy me.
Oh, they're real nice birds. It wouldn't be much trouble, really. All any bird asks is a kind word and a friendly hand.
Extend it, Mayor, again and again. Well, good day. I'll just let myself out. Strange, I get a spawner on this
anyway. 2 more mouths to feed.
Hey, Aristotle's hungry.
So am I. Now, see here, let's organize this zoo before they annihilate each other. Put the canaries upstairs. Leave the cats here and put that dog in the basement. Feed their unpleasant little faces. And then if there's anything left over, bring it out to me. I'll be in the woodshed where it's quiet. O'clock in the morning. Oh, if I could only get some sleep. I never heard of a cat with a bass voice. Marilly? Oh, Marilly, I didn't think someone just threw a shoe through the study window.
Francis, wake up. I want you to go right down and call the police.
Oh, dear.
I think someone's been murdered at the mayor's house.
Fellow members of the Springdale chapter, shut up, you black-hearted liar.
Peter Pop, I can't sleep.
Joseph, Papa can't stand this any longer. I want you to get the police on the phone right away. Now call Archie Chamberlain.
All right, I'm coming. Oh, hello, Archie.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Robertson.
Good morning.
Mr. Webster.
Mayor?
It's a little early for callers, isn't it?
I am mad, Mayor. I am mad clear to the marrow. All night I've been trying to practice my speech, and all night it's been catcalls, catcalls, catcalls.
Well, you should get used to that, Mr. Robertson.
I'm sorry to bother you at this hour, Mayor, but both Mr. Robertson and Mr. Webster phoned about the noise.
Why, my wife thought someone was being murdered. I would have come right over, but it seemed wiser to wait for the police.
Well, if the cats are asleep and quiet now, so I guess everything's under control. I'm sorry you were disturbed.
Well, if they're asleep, no one else in the neighborhood is.
You had to open your big mouth. If you wouldn't excite the cats, they wouldn't howl.
Are you trying to blame those cats on me, sir?
Mr. Robertson, sir, I must ask you to lower your voice.
Mr. Webster, sir, it's my voice. I'll use it as I please.
Well, just not fight about it now. Get rid of the cats tomorrow, will you, Mayor?
Oh, sure, yes, I will.
I don't think it's quite seemly for a candidate for an office of honor in the lodge to be out disturbing the neighborhood at this hour.
Oh, well, you're doing a little disturbing yourself, Mr. Webster. And don't you come pointing your finger of scorn at me. You just hope I'll make a misstep so you'll win the election. But I'm not going to make a misstep.
Very well, Mr. Robertson. Kindly endeavor to control yourself. The best man will win.
Yes, and it won't be you, sir.
Well, I suggest we all go back to bed.
Mr. Webster, if I may say so, you are a very unpleasant man.
Mr. Robertson, I return the compliment.
Good night, Mr. Webster.
Good night, Mr. Robertson.
Marilli! What's wrong?
They're gone! The cats are gone! They're all gone!
Hey, what's up?
The cats! The cats are gone!
Oh, maybe they're out in the yard. Here, kitty.
Here, kitty. Nice kitty.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Yeah, is someone calling me?
Oh, bye-bye.
You looking for someone?
Yes, I...
Hey, here, look! Mr. Robertson's covered with scratches.
Did you steal our cat?
Why, certainly not. I got these scratches in a bramble bush.
Jerry, call the police.
Wait a minute, Marilla. Where are the cats, Robertson?
I don't know, sir. I really don't.
Oh, just look at him. That man is a cat snatcher. He's going to jail until he brings them back.
Is something wrong? Our cats are missing, Mr. Webster.
Oh! Is that why you were out buying catnip early this morning, Robertson? So you're the cat?
I wasn't doing any such thing.
Are you sure of that, Mr. Webster?
Very sure, Mr. Mayor.
Mayor, I'm going to call the police.
Maybe you're right. Get Archie on the phone.
Oh, my. I'm being persecuted.
Well, while the mayor unravels his madhouse, I'd like to tell you a story a little more peaceful. It was a June morning. And the sun was shining and the birds were twittering. And Mrs. James Patterson woke up in her home in Springdale and said,
"Oh, what a beautiful morning."
When suddenly she remembered something.
Darn, it would have to be wash day.
So she sat and sulked a minute, and the sun kept shining, and the birds kept twittering. And then Mrs. Patterson heard. And she said,
"Is that bird saying rinsel white? Rinsel white, rinsel white. We want to know about rinsel white. Guess I'll try that rinsel and see what happens."
She did, and what happened?
Well, I never saw the like of rinsel. My clothes never looked better. That rinsel white is really something.
Which you and I knew all along, because those soapy rich rinsel suds really do a job. First place, rinsel gets out more dirt. And besides, remember, new rinsel goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther. Farther.
Yes, new rinsel is the best rinsel ever made. And now, back to the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore, with Charlie Ruggles as Mr. Robertson.
Robertson, don't be pig-headed. You don't want to stay here in jail. Where are those cats? That man King who owns them is going to be here any minute now, and then we'll all be in the fire.
I told you I don't know, Mr. Mayor. And now, sir, I must insist that you permit me to go on composing my speech. You managed to keep me from practicing all night. My goodness, I would have thought that in jail I would have had some quiet, at least.
But you must realize all the trouble there will be over this.
My skirts are clean. I'm not implicated in any way, sir.
And why did you buy the catnip? Grocer told us you did, you know.
Well, I was going to give it to your cats as a present.
Ah.
I thought it might help win your support in this election.
Yes.
Then when you all accused me of stealing the cats, why, naturally, I got a little rattled and I said I didn't buy it. But I don't know anything about where they went to.
Pardon me, Mayor, but a Mr. King phoned from your house and said he'd be right over.
All right, thank you.
Well, you may go, jailer, you may go.
I'll go when I feel like it.
I guess I'll go and phone Marilla and see if she's seen anything of those cats. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but don't hurry, no hurry. I've made no plans for the rest of the day. Oh, dear. Oh, lackaday. Oh, dear. Oh, well. Fellow members of the Springdale chapter.
Oh, hello, Pop.
Why, Joseph, where'd you come from?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry they got you in the jug.
Joseph, please do not use such expressions. If you must mention the place, call it the Who's Cow.
Oh, okay, Pop. I brought you some food. Susie fixed it.
Oh, thoughtful child.
Psst, Pop, come over close to the bars.
Yes. What is it? What is it?
There's a file in the ham sandwich.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
Where did you bury the cats, Pop?
Bury the... Joseph Greenleaf Robertson, go to your room and remain until I call you.
That might be a long time, Pop.
Oh, is this the man in question, Mayor?
Yeah, this is Mr. Robertson. Mr. Robertson, Mr. King. Charlie, this is Uncle Archibald, who owns the cats.
Goodbye, Pop. And remember, in the ham sandwich.
Well, can I do something for you, Mr. King? Do something? You can give me back my cats, you scoundrel. You see, Mr. King, those are harsh words, and I've heard enough. Hello, members of the Springdale chapter. I come
before
you.
He says he doesn't know anything about it. It was Marilla who insisted on swearing out a warrant. He threatened them, you see. And then right after that, we missed him. We saw him covered with scratches.
Those are Estabelle's claw marks on his face. I'd recognize them anywhere. Estabelle has quite a temper.
Mr. Robertson, what? Come on over here. Come on. We've got to settle this thing.
Mr. Mayor, I have not seen those cats. And if I were you, instead of hounding an innocent man, I'd offer a reward and try and get them back. And when you do get them back, sir, I'm going to sue you and everybody concerned. And those are my last words, gentlemen. Fellow members of the Springdale...
Shall we try advertising, Mayor? We've got to do something.
Well, I suppose this is as good an idea as any, although I know what'll happen. I just know what'll happen.
I found this cat at the corner of 7th and Pine. I thought it might be one of yours.
I can only carry two cats at a time, Mayor, but I've got 10 more in the car.
Every place I turn, Mayor, I see strange cat faces. I think I'm losing my mind.
Cat.
I picked up a cat on 7th Street.
I have a cat. Maybe this one's yours.
Here's the cat I found in my backyard, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, Joe.
Well, could I see you a minute, please?
Sure.
Well, everyone in town's out hunting the cats. You think Pop took them, don't you?
Joe, I don't know what to say.
Well, Pop didn't. I know he didn't. Well, he was framed.
Who framed him?
Well, I'm not mentioning any names, but I got my ideas.
Joe, Mr. Webster is a highly respected man.
So was John Wilkes Booth. Couldn't we just kind of take a walk over there, Mr. Mayor?
Well, there's no reason to do that, Joe.
Hey, Mayor, there's something going on over at Webster's.
What is it?
Aristotle's sitting outside that woodshed door and he won't budge. He just sits there with his nose up against the crack, sniffling.
There, what did I tell you?
Well, come on, boys, come on, let's go and see.
Listen, that was from the woodshed, Mayor.
Here, Aristotle. Here, boy. I'll hold the light open the door, Mayor.
All right. Quiet.
Flash your light around.
Oh, I'll be dark. One, two, three,
four, five.
Well, they're all here.
Hey, Mayor, Jigger, somebody's coming.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Webster, I'm astounded. Completely astounded.
Well, the cats just came over here, Mr. Mayor, of their own accord. I wasn't going to keep them, honestly, but
then when you saw my pop was in trouble, you decided to help fry him. You big chump.
Oh, dear. Are you going to arrest me?
Well, I'll have to consider that. This was very wayward of you. Very wayward.
Yes, sir. I was going to slip them back when I got the chance.
I don't like to be the man to send you to jail, but you certainly must be punished.
Sir, I suppose I must.
I'll expect you to withdraw your candidacy for the Secretary of the Lodge.
Yes, sir.
Hot dog!
Hey, stay with the cats, Joe.
Good night, Webster.
Good night, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Fellow members of the Springdale chapter, it gives me great pleasure to accept the honor you have thrust upon me. Thank you.
Well, thank goodness that's over, Robinson. You're a secretary now for a year anyhow.
Strange about Mr. Webster withdrawing, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, he probably figured you were a better man.
Well, I'm glad he realized that. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see your picture in tonight's paper with Mr. King?
Oh, yes.
And such a nice caption, too. Mayor proves himself great animal lover. Fills home with cats.
I just say, I'm glad they're gone now. I love animals, but I can't make them my life work.
No, thank goodness you're home.
What's that noise? I thought all those cats had gone.
No. Uncle Archibald decided that Estabelle was in no shape to travel.
Ah, nonsense. She's as strong as a horse and big as a house. But after five cats, I guess one won't be too bad.
One? You mean six?
Huh?
Go look in that basket.
Why, Estabelle?
Three times three plus, Oh, never mind. I couldn't figure it out in a year. The number of dishes you ladies wash every day. The regular three-time-a-day job. And the in-betweeners when the icebox is raided. Well, now you can probably guess I'm going to tell you what a snap dishwashing is with the new Soapy Rich Rinso. Well, believe me, it is. Those Rinso suds get your dishes sparkling in a jiffy. And besides, you can wash dishes for days and days with that same box of Rinso. You know, new Rinso goes farther.
Goes farther.
Goes farther. Goes farther.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to be with us again next week at this same time when the makers of the new Rinso will again bring you the mayor of the town. Mr. Barrymore may currently be seen in the MGM picture Dr. Gillespie's Criminal Case. In tonight's script, which was written by Gene Holloway, Charlie Ruggles played the part of Mr. Robertson, and Agnes Moorehead was Morelli. Mr. Ruggles may be heard over CBS on his own program on Thursdays. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Rinso and bidding you all good night.
I know the answer.
The answer to what?
B.O. The answer to that is Lifebuoy.
Right you are. A daily bath with Lifebuoy stops B.O. And it's refreshing, too. Yes, sir. Lifebuoy peps you up after a tough day's work. Leaves you feeling fresh and fine. Remember, Lifebuoy is the only soap especially made to stop B.O.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.